Pianist Rich Crandall, like all accomplished jazz artists, has built a very personal means of expression on his instrument, one that is informed by the work of any number of musicians who've gone before. Tomorrow night he'll be performing in our Atherton studio, celebrating compositions by his favorite pianists. We spoke a couple of days ago about his plans for the concert.
Well, I'm a piano player, and I was always attracted to these different players. They inspired me in different ways. Mostly, they can show so many different aspects of personality through the same instrument, all playing the same notes, but all expressing different degrees of tenderness, intimacy. I guess I like the intimate players a bit better, too.
What are the ways you can evoke that on a piano?
Tight harmonies. Mm-hmm. Of course, tacciatura, the touch on the piano.
Yeah. Because when you talk about intimacy as a quality evoked by a jazz piano, I think, for example, of Bill Evans.
Yeah. So...
That's his best-known composition, Waltz for Debbie.
Yeah.
And in that, as you say, tight harmonies, your hands are actually physically pretty close to each other at the center of the keyboard with some notes that at times momentarily clash, right?
Right. Well, they clash in the eyes of the beholder.
Yes.
That's a dissonance.
There you go.
It's an A minor ninth against the melody, so you have... And you can always, you know, when you're using something like dissonance, resolving the dissonance is part of resolutions and dynamics.
Yeah.
Are such an important part of playing the piano, whoever the composer is and whoever the player is. Those are elements which I like. So,
to me, the wonderful thing about the instrument, the thing I'm always envious of, is the ability at a moment's notice to completely change the nature of a harmony because you've got everything laid out right in front of
you.
And you can do that on the fly.
It comes off most interesting on the fly, especially to the person who's playing.
Sure.
When you uncover something that you didn't expect yourself. But that's the nature of improvisation. It's not following the plan, but it's sort of passing through the structure of a song and letting the song sort of play itself.
And maybe even surprise yourself
in the act of
playing.
Sure.
The nature of improvisation itself is something that the lay listener doesn't necessarily understand. But you're given a song. That song has a structure, a chordal harmonic structure. And within that, you have some pretty clear options of what to do. And you work with those, right?
Right. Every song, if you consider it as having time or meter, structured time, and usually there's a prearranged harmonic structure, mm-hmm. Which lays over that. That actually is what the song is. The melody that's written tends to be, you know, denotated. And often a jazz player will play a course as the song was originally with the original melody.
Yeah.
And then use the same chord structure, but then play music that evolves either out of that melody or out of the moment, out of the imagination of the performer. But it all fits. When I play for children, I always say, you know, okay, we can play this song, and then when we start playing our solos, if you want, you can actually keep on singing the song, and they should all fit. So the structure remains inviolate, you know.
That's a good way to describe it.
I can just take a quick Stevie Wonder song that most people know.
Sure.
You Are the Sunshine of My Life. And now I can start to improvise, but the structure is essentially the same. I might substitute an Eddie Russ chord for the first chord.
Made a few discoveries just in the act of doing that, didn't you?
I wasn't expecting to play this song today.
Well, you see,
it came off the top of my head. Being around you, guys, you're around creative people, and they bring out different parts of.
Well, you know, Rich, that
and you don't even have your guitar in your hand.
No, that's right. Well, I'm sparing you. The whole idea of keeping the melody in mind as you're listening to the improvisation. I went through that exercise as you played those variations on the Stevie mm-hmm. Wonder song, and it was clear. I think that's a good way for the listener, maybe the lay listener, to guide his or herself through jazz improvisation.
And I've always enjoyed performers who use the melody in truly in the spirit of the classical theme and variations, and don't jump in already deconstructing the melody completely. Yeah. This is my taste, but I'd like to have the new melodies, the improvised melodies, emerge out of the original conception and then take it out as far as you might want to go.
And then
come back.
If you start in at the out of left field, you've left the listener behind frequently.
Yeah.
After a while, the personality of an artist like a Bill Evans or an Oscar Peterson or some of the other pianists we've talked about and whose work you're going to be playing in your concert becomes very clear. You can hear a few bars of Bill Evans or Oscar Peterson and say, that's Oscar, right?
Yeah. That's not Oscar.
Oscar Peterson with a very strong bluesy strain and enormous swing in his playing.
Right.
Bill Evans, by contrast, swings just as much, but by dancing over the rhythm in a very different way.
Their touch is different and their harmonic conception is different to my ears, too.
And all these, you know, as you absorb these different influences, you want it to come out you. You're not doing one artist or another, but we tend to absorb these influences to the point where they're no longer recognizable in what we ourselves play, yeah?
Yeah. The best I can say is I assimilate it within who I am, and I should probably, in parentheses, within the limits of who I am as a person, you know? So I can listen to Oscar Peterson, but I am not Oscar Peterson or Keith Jarrett or Chick Corea. And why I might try to reach in their direction, it is always, I'm always, by force of nature, myself.
There wouldn't be much point in being anyone else, would there?
Well, one of the players, a pianist who is not well known, Eddie Russ, once took me aside when I was listening to him, and I was a mentor when I was a very young man, and I really admired him. And I was sort of shamefaced talking with him afterward. Hey, Rich, I got to tell you a story. He said, I was working at a club as the house pianist, and Oscar Peterson came in for a special weekend. I couldn't even go inside. I was hanging outside. I was around both nights. Finally, somebody told him that the house pianist was outside. And Oscar came out to me, and he told me, he said, hey, this is not a competition. You know, Oscar Peterson plays like Oscar Peterson. Eddie Russ plays like Eddie Russ. Eddie Russ can say things that Oscar Peterson can't. And then Eddie went on and said, Rich Crandall can say things that neither Oscar Peterson or Eddie Ruskin say. We are all individual. It's sort of the essence of the art form.
Rich Crandall is playing a sold-out show tomorrow evening in Hawaii Public Radio's Atherton Studio.